Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesdays. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Or we bring in a wonderful interview. If you want to support the podcast, follow us on our social media below. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Google Play, and all that other fun stuff, SoundCloud. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Got up super early. I think school started to get to me because all my dreams were about homework.
So, man, yeah. All my dreams were about food. I got to get my life together.
We can switch anytime, Tim.
Oh, man. Well, how many stories you got?
I got 3.
Okay, cool. I got 4. Cool.
You want to start?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start, man, because I really am thinking about food. I'm just like, did I eat breakfast today? I didn't. Let me get my stuff together. Well, let me go ahead and start off with some positive news. So, can you imagine being married for 34 years, JP?
My longest relationship has been 3 months, so no.
Got you. Okay, well, check this out. So, Michael and Linda Joyce of Franklin, New Zealand, they've been married for 34 years, which that's wow. So, 34 years is a long time in itself. But Michael has been battling Alzheimer's, so basically he forgot. One night, in the middle of the night, Michael woke up Linda and said, "Hey, will you marry me?" And she responded, "Of course, darling," and goes back to sleep. So, you know, basically she's like, you know, we've been married for 34 years. He's probably going to forget in the morning. It's okay. You know, I'll go with it. So she was shocked the next morning whenever he woke up, said, "So when are we going to do this?" And in her head, she said, you know what? It's a good chance to renew their wedding vows. So she went with it and was like, you know, we can do this this date. So she set the date. She went to social media, and this is another positive way to use social media. That's the reason why I wanted to talk about this story. She went on to social media and said, "Hey, my husband, you know, has been suffering from Alzheimer's, and there's joy from it. They've been married for 34 years, and they've known each other for 38 years, and now he wants to get married, and blah, blah, blah," you know, goes into it on social media. And basically what happened next was awesome. All kind of people volunteered and said, you know what, we'll marry you for free. A local photographer decided to take pictures of it. All kind of friends and neighbors came out for their wedding. And to her surprise, again, on the wedding morning, she figured he probably would forget. He said he woke up and the first thing that he said was, "Today is the day." And there's some cool pictures I'm going to upload on Facebook of them getting married, and just the joy in her face and his face is just amazing. There's even a picture with him giving thumbs up to the camera, which I thought was pretty awesome as well. So, if you guys want to check out this story, it's on our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast.
Hey, go ahead and follow that. But yeah, that's an awesome story, Tim.
Word.
I can't really add anything to that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, man. For sure. I was thinking low-key. I was like, how can I talk about this a little bit? But let me just go ahead and give out all the details anyways.
Well, I'm going to follow that with a quick positive news story. In America, the African-American unemployment rate is at an all-time low. Bang, bang, bang.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wild to hear. I didn't expect that at all. True story.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we'll keep it pushing then for sure. So I got this. I'm not a big cat person, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this positive news story because, you know, I love everything. But again, cats to me are just like, ah. So check this out. A cafe in Australia, they give people that are dining in to eat a chance to play with, you know, up to 15 cats while they're waiting for their desserts. And by them doing this, it's helped more than 80 cats find a home. So
those cats don't want to play with them. The cats want the food.
Man, that's a true story. But so check this out. Like, I know there's on the south side of Oklahoma City anyways, I have like 6 cats that live behind my shed. They don't bother me or anything like that. I actually don't mind them too much because they don't really like mess with Captain or anything. Captain actually plays with them. It's so weird. But basically they live back here. It's about 6 of them. They mess with like the neighbors, like they have like this pile of junk in their backyard. So I'm assuming like they're eating rats and stuff back there. It is what it is. But they're not, you know, they're not mean cats. They don't ever come up to us or anything like that. So I have like definitely a cat problem. And I guess all throughout the world, there is a cat problem. There's a lot of cats that don't have homes. And in this place in Australia, they're basically like, look, this is what we're going to do. The Meow Me Cat Cafe in Westlakes, Australia, partnered with the volunteer group Paws and Claws. And what they do is they bring all the cats that are there. They let these customers play with them. And anybody that wants to adopt one, they basically waive the fee. And since they've been doing this, over 80 cats have been adopted. It's actually helping the community with their cat problem. And it's kind of going in full circle because people that love cats definitely go to the restaurant just to play with the cats, and they get to enjoy good food at the exact same time. I just thought it was awesome. It's pretty unique to me.
How long have they been doing this?
Not very long. It's been less than a year, I believe. I know I read it somewhere. I'll find the exact date and I'll give you guys here in a second.
That's like 2 cats a week? Almost 2 yeah. cats a week?
Yeah, man. I think it's pretty dope. Actually, I can't find the date, but if they did that with dogs, man, I'd be there for sure.
Well, speaking of dogs, that's what my next positive news story is about.
Ah, I see what you did there.
So there's a dog in North Carolina. His name's Mo. He's being called a hometown hero because he rescued a man who fell into the water on Wednesday. Basically, what happened was Mo was outside, and then he's a lab. He started barking like a maniac, which I feel like all dogs do, but apparently dog owners can recognize when their dog's barking out of normal, which makes sense. They went outside to see that an elderly man had fallen in the lake and couldn't get back out and was basically drowning. And because the dog lost its mind, the owner went in there and saved him. And I think it's awesome.
Yo, that is awesome. And that reminds me of that story about the two, were they labs? Where they found the older lady outside at 4:30 a.m. that kept barking and grabbing their owner's tail, our owner's sleeve. I talked about it like maybe
last week.
Yeah, maybe on Wednesday or Monday for sure.
They were labs.
Man, I can't remember. But you know what's cool about it? I did just finish the video that. Well, I finished it a couple days ago now that I think about it. I just needed to add the text, but it's going to be on Facebook, and that's actually a recap of that video. So if you guys want to see that, it's going to be on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Check it out, like, share, and all that good stuff.
Because Tim editing videos, so check that. Yeah, follow us on the Twitter, Instagram for all these positive videos.
Absolutely. My video skills are getting a little bit better, though, for sure. Each week, one week at a time.
That's what's up. Is it your turn or my turn, Tim? I totally forgot.
How many stories do you have?
I have one left.
I believe I have 2, so I'll go ahead and go. So I have this other one. It's actually pretty dope. A New Jersey father wore In Need of Kidney t-shirt at Disney World last summer, and it actually saved his life. So he wore this shirt. Robert Lebowski. Wow, no.
Close enough.
Lebowitz, let's just say Robert, who's 60 years old. He's been in need of a new kidney for about 3 years because he's been suffering from a chronic kidney disease.
Oof.
Yeah, tough, right? So he's pushing his son in a wheelchair. He's wearing this shirt where it says in need of kidney, O positive, call, and then leaves his phone number. So a man took this picture at, you know, Disney World and our Magic Kingdom, I apologize, and asked him if he could post it on Facebook. So he posted it on Facebook. And 90,000 shares later, we're not talking about likes, but 90,000 Facebook shares later, he was called by an amazing couple and said, hey, I'm O positive. I would like to see, you know, if I have I'm O positive, I have an extra kidney, would you like it? One thing led to another. This man is just now, he went into surgery this past week in New York, and now that after the surgery's over and he gets all healed up, the couple would like to take him and his family out to Magic Kingdom to celebrate the surgery.
Disney's winning.
Man, absolutely. Like, it's so much positivity coming out of one story. I loved it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I feel like I would do the same thing though if I saw a shirt like that. I'm like, I'm uploading this to the Snapchat for sure. Like, that's crazy. I have nothing to add. That's super positive.
Absolutely, man. I thought it was pretty dope. It's just, it's crazy to me how like people are starting to figure out this social media positive ways, man. Like this path that they're using with social media is pretty dope.
Absolutely. Speaking of positivity, there's in Vietnam, there was a Korean tourist. I can't pronounce any of the names, so I'm just going to go. It's a cabbie and a Korean tourist. And the Korean tourist left $1,600 in all his credit cards in a cab.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Foreign country, losing your wallet. Probably not the best situation. I think that's everyone's worst nightmare.
Or yeah, I'd be terrified.
One of the worst nightmares if you travel, you know, to another country. Well, the cabbie returned it. You know, we've done lots of positive news stories about people losing their purse in a bus, anonymous, and then people getting it returned. We've done that all the time. This is the first positive news story where the Korean tourist, he didn't have to give the cabbie any money for returning all his cash. Instead, the cabbie's like company, the cabbie company, was like, oh no, we want to encourage more of this. So they gave him a bonus and a plaque because he did something generous in giving the money back to encourage that it happens more often in the cabbie company and in Vietnam. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's wild to me. That's like, oh, a blessing. Oh, just a blessing, man. Cause losing your wallet, like going anywhere, even if you're in the United States, it's just a crappy feeling that changes your whole mood. And for something positive like that to happen afterwards, it's, oh, blessed. So lucky, man. That's so great though, man.
Only name I can pronounce as a city is Ho Mi Minh City. There we go.
We got a name, Tim. It was. I was like, all right, I can't laugh too hard because you did way better than I did. Oh man. Well, on my last positive news story, I have this in 2012, Deanna Neely, she basically lost her job, and soon after she lost her home. So her and her son lived in a homeless shelter, and they've been there for years before finally receiving housing. So this is basically their story. Humble Design found out they were living in this shelter. What Humble Design is a Detroit-based charity that furnishes homes and donated goods for people transitioning out of shelters, basically. And I think it's a really, really cool, you know, charity organization. It's just amazing to me because what happened was they found that they were living in this shelter, and they were like, you know what, we have to step in. So what they decided to do was they got them a home, and when they got them a home, they didn't have furniture or anything. So Humble Design came in one day and was like, hey, how are you guys doing? Checked and they saw that all there was an air mattress that they were sleeping on and a couple lawn chairs. So what Humble decided to do was go to one of their partners, which is a U-Haul company in Detroit, who's one of their proud partners, and they presented them with a $10,000 check. Whoa. This U-Haul company of Detroit, a national partner of Humble Design, gave them a $10,000 check to get back on their feet. And one of the first things that they did was get this young man in there, the 8-year-old boy, a brand new bed. I thought it was amazing because there's a video that I'm going to share on the Facebook page, and it shows him in tears, just crying because he gets his bed for the first time. And I just thought it was awesome, you know, another positive news story to share out there, because there's all kind of positive news stories out there in the world that, you know, we just actually got to shed some light on, and this is one of them. So shout out to Humble Design of Detroit. You guys are doing amazing work, and this video actually, you know, made me tear up a little bit. I didn't shed a tear, but, you know, I teared up.
Nothing wrong with crying, Tim. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm tough, man. I'm tough.
Yeah, I can't imagine life without a mattress, man. That'd be awful.
Man, so bad. I've been there one time, man. I moved like from one apartment to the other, and I threw away my mattress, and I was sleeping on an air mattress for like a good like 6 weeks before I bought a bed. I didn't realize mattresses and stuff were that expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, it's tough though. I'm happy that you know, it ended very nicely for this family.
Well, hopefully we have more positive news stories to come out of this young man in the future that we can talk about.
Absolutely.
I think we're out for today. Hope everyone has a wonderful Monday. Tim, I hear you clicking for the quote.
I take that world.
Did you find it?
Let's say...
Speaking of quotes, Tim, I got a story for you.
Well, I'll take that.
While you're looking. So you know I read a lot of books.
Yeah.
I'm reading significantly less books because I'm trying to learn calculus and coding right now in school. But one of the first books I got whenever I moved out was this basketball book. And it's just full of basketball quotes. And I've never pulled it out or used it.
You should definitely be using that at least once a week.
I mean, it's a solid 100-page book. But I just remembered that because I was, trying to organize. I have excess books coming out of the bookshelf. Been using the Kindle because I have no more room left.
Oh, moving on up, JT. Moving on up.
Oh, yeah. It was a shout out to the aunt and uncle for the graduation gift. But, yeah, I saw the book and I was like, I should have been using this for quotes. Anyways, this is not positive news stories. Listeners probably don't care. Have you found a quote?
Yeah, I got one, man. Positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Zig Ziglar.
Nice, nice. Well, we'll see you on Wednesday. We have a wonderful week. We're out.
Stay positive.